There were more than four downs run, so they may have run five downs.
Instead of the game being over, it appears that the Redskins get the fifth down.
And the cat is elusive. He's walking. He's walking to the three. He's at the two. Fielding the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Snap, placement, kick by Hartley, and it is. It is good! It's good! It's good! Pigs have flown. Hell is frozen over. The Saints are on their way to the Super Bowl.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Fifth Down. I'm the captain. With me is...
Tootsie.
Hey, guys. We know it's been a while. This offseason's kind of been... You know, once we got past all the trades and the draft, everything kind of just went to kind of dead for a little while. You know, our lives have been a little crazy between, you know, work and everything else we have going on. So it's been kind of hard for us to get together to come to you. But, you know, here we are. We still exist. This isn't going anywhere no matter what happens. And, you know, here we go. We're back. Basically what we wanted to do this week is just a quick little, cause we're headed into training camps. We know everybody got fantasy football coming up if you're going to play. This is not really a good fantasy list. This is kind of our idea of where these players are going to rank in the top five of their positions, headed into the 2022 season. We're going to go ahead and break down, we're going to start with quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, and then we'll give you the top five defenses. You know, it is hard to narrow these down to five. So if you haven't, you know, if you have an honorable mention, I'm going to mention a couple here. You know, that's completely legal in this list.
Yeah, I have a couple, but yeah.
So, all right. So top five quarterbacks as I see it headed into the 2022 NFL season starts as this. For me, I have Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Tom Brady, and then my honorable mention is going to be the great Aaron Rodgers. You know, the reason I have my list the way it is, I feel like Josh Allen's on his way to winning his first MVP this year. And with the way that Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow have been playing along with Pat Mahomes, those guys are the new guard in the NFL. Basically, Tom Brady's going to be in everybody's top five list until he proves he's not. So it's his job to take himself out. Aaron Rodgers, I think you're going to see some regression from him, not having Devontae Adams, not having as many weapons as he's had before. So, you know, that's why I kind of kicked him out of the top five. I know there's a lot of Rodgers hate coming from me, but dude is a good quarterback. But I think this season you're going to see some regression from him. So,
okay, my top five, I'm actually going to agree with you mostly, but I'm going to be aggressive on Joe Burrow because we haven't scratched his ceiling yet.
No.
And I think as a pure passer, he's going to do better than Allen and Mahomes. But I agree with you that Josh Allen is above Patrick Mahomes. He's my number two.
Okay.
Then Pat, then Justin Herbert. Then I've got Lamar Jackson with Rodgers and Brady after that. I just don't. Rodgers lost Devontae Adams. He's still going to put up silly numbers.
Yes, but when you're talking about... You have to admit his weapons are not there like they were in previous seasons.
And I will say this. With Darren Waller, Josh Jacobs, and now Devontae Adams, Derek Carr gets an honorable mention from me.
Yeah, it was really hard for me not to put him in this list with the weapons that he has. You know, a few years back, a few seasons back... Derek Carr was up there. He was one of the top, you know, one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. Then he broke his leg, messed his knee up, whatever his injury was. I don't really remember at that point. And he's never quite gone back to being that same. But I think with the weapons he has now, he actually has a chance to do that.
Dan, I mean, look, Hunter Renfro is nobody to sleep on either.
Right. Route runner.
Pure route runner. You got DeMarcus Robinson, who came in as well. So, I mean, you've got a good team there in Vegas. And, you know, they're kind of that dark horse in the division. But, I mean, when you're talking about quarterbacks, I mean, I say Lamar Jackson is my number five because I think he's going to have a bounce back year this year. But this is going to be this is the prove it year for him because either he's going to make that Michael Vick jump or he is going to make the Cam Newton slide.
Yeah, you see, I'm still not really sold on him. I mean, look, I want him to succeed. You know, I mean, former MVP. He's proven he can do it. But he, for me, as a quarterback, pure quarterback, he relies too much on his legs, and that is just a recipe for disaster. So
I agree, but you got to have a rushing quarterback in there, and Patrick Mahomes doesn't qualify.
Yeah. So I mean,
and I mean the reason I moved Mahomes down is just because he lost Tyreek Hill. Still has Travis Kelce. Still has great running backs. Still has a phenomenal team around him. Got a better offensive line. Good enough defense. You know, they're not going to crack the top 10, but they're still going to be good enough. They're middle of the pack. They're going to get you. They're going to keep you competitive. To where teams are going to have to get into a shootout with Mahomes.
Yeah, and then with the AFC West, you kind of really don't know what's going to happen, because that's like that. You know, they're going to take each other out. So who's going to end up on top of that division? You know, it remains to be seen, and that's going to be a very exciting division to watch this season.
Oh yeah, it's going to be the best. It's going to be the best. Yeah. It's shaping up to be that way.
All right, so running backs. All right, so
see. Where do you put Stafford, though? This is like where Russell Wilson.
Look, Stafford, I like Russell Wilson. I'm not really sold on him either. He's probably shaking right at the end of the top 10 right now. You know, I'm going to be a home guy, but to me, Jameis Winston's probably about 12 or 13 on that list, because I think he's going to have a breakout year this year. I think he's going to pull it together. I'm not saying he's going to be top 10 quarterback, but with the way the Saints defense is, he doesn't need to be. So, you know, but yeah, I mean, they're in that top 10. Probably Russell Wilson's probably right at the end. You know, it's those top five and six positions are so competitive right now out of the quarterback situation that it's hard to limit, you know. And the same thing with the running back.
So many moving pieces on the wide receiver side and the quarterback side. I mean, you had 12 quarterbacks move around this year?
Dude, the amount of trades, it was hard to keep up with between quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers. You know, it was just nuts this offseason. You know, but running backs, let's go ahead and get into them. So, my top five running backs, I have Jonathan Taylor as number one, Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook, Joe Mixon, and then I'm going to go Najee Harris at five. And I'm going to throw out an honorable mention to Alvin Kamara and CMC. And my reasoning on CMC not breaking that top five this year is just the amount
of injuries
he's dealt with.
How many games is he going to play?
Is he going to get you 17 games, 15 games? And in those games he's there, he's phenomenal. But how many is he going to give you? I mean, year in, year out, we've seen in the past two, three seasons where he's just not there for his team. So, you know, I can't put him in that top five.
Yeah. So for me, I've got a similar list to you. I do have Jonathan Taylor first overall, just because he's the most complete back on the list in the best situation. I've got Nick Chubb at number two, which is somewhat contingent on Deshaun Watson playing half the season. But he's the better running back with a better offensive line and a better receiving core than Derrick Henry has, who's at my number three. Derrick Henry is the focal point of that team. With no A.J. Brown, yes, they drafted his younger clone. But the question is, can he develop fast enough to prevent a 7 or 8 stack in the box? You know, Henry's going to get a lot more attention, and deservedly so, but at the same time, it's going to regress him a little bit. Yeah. But, I mean, he's at that 1,500 carries in three seasons mark, and that's a lot of hits. That's a lot of plays.
I'm sorry. Finish your list. I'm cutting you off. You go ahead.
Dalvin Cook is number four for me, and five is Aaron Jones. I've got Najee Harris right after that and then Kamara. I've got probably Eckler, Mixon, and Jacobs, and then Kamara and McCaffrey. Because, again, Kamara's going to have a 6-game suspension minimum.
Well, I mean,
now, I think on a per-game basis, Kamara's going to be off the freaking charts in the second half of the season.
And that's the reason I put those guys in at honorable mentions, because I think when they're available for their teams, they're going to be one of the top backs in the league.
And look, Austin Eckler is a great receiving back.
Yeah, I mean, he tied for the most
Josh Jacobs is on a far improved team. He's going to be just out of this world again this year. And then Joe Mixon is on a Super Bowl contender who I think is going to get back to the dance and win it this year. And yeah, I'm looking forward to Bills and Bengals AFC Championship.
Okay. All right. Well,
I know that's a little getting ahead of ourselves.
You can place that bet, but I'm not gonna join you now.
Okay.
But
that's fine.
All right, so receivers, right? This is another carousel that we didn't see happening. It did. So, you know, these are going to be my top five receivers headed into this season. I have Devontae Adams at one, Cooper Kupp at two, Justin Jefferson, then Ja'Marr Chase at three and four, Tyreek Hill at five, and then I have an honorable mention for Michael Thomas. Like, everybody seems to forget that he's there, you know, because he hasn't been available for the last 2 years. So
he's definitely the guy that I've got, like, improving the most.
Yeah. A comeback player of the year award is probably going to be something in his realm of possibility. Him and Jameis might be fighting for that. But people seem to be forgetting that before Michael Thomas was injured, he was the top receiver in the league. Most receptions, all things, you know, offensive player of the year, but right before his injury took place. So I'm looking for him to make a return to that. And that, awesome. You know, it's hard to keep him.
We need it.
You know, there, but I think he's going to be that X factor this year.
And with Chris Olave on the other side now.
Yes.
Another young, speedy guy.
Going to open it up for him. Exactly. Then with Jarvis Landry running out the slot, it's going to open up some runs. It's going to open up some space for Michael Thomas.
It's going
to
be nice. It's going to be nice.
Yeah.
So my guys, I actually have Cooper Kupp at number one, just because Devontae Adams goes to Derek Carr, which, yes, is not much of a drop off, but I don't know yet.
I still think
Kupp is going to lead the league in receptions this year. Mm-hmm. I don't see that changing. Devontae Adams, then I've got Ja'Marr Chase, Deebo Samuel, and then it's a three-way tie for me between Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, and DeAndre Hopkins, and I was throwing Terry McLaurin in there as well, but I think for me it's Tyreek Hill. He's still Tyreek Hill, and I know that he got more of a downgrade out of anybody else on the list.
Yes, but he's still Tyreek Hill. And I mean,
because we don't know what Tua is going to look like this year, but he's no Patrick Mahomes, but Tyreek Hill is the safe choice, the deep ball. Jefferson, I just can't give Kirk Cousins. I can't say Kirk Cousins is going to put Justin Jefferson ahead of Tyreek Hill, if that makes sense.
Well, I mean, I'm just going with my gut here. You know, I'm just going with what I'm saying. I agree with you on the Tyreek thing, but we've talked about this before. It almost felt like Patrick Mahomes had this mentality like, I'm just going to throw it up because Tyreek or Travis Kelce are going to come down with it, right? So, you know, that might work out in Tua's favor, because no matter how short Tyreek Hill is, he can still jump up and come down with the ball. You know, he figures it out. He does what he has to do.
And my honorable is going to go to Terry McLaurin. I think he's going to crack the top five. But again, it's the quarterback situation.
The quarterback that's going to be rough. And Deebo Samuels, the reason he's off of my list is because today,
I saw
San Francisco made the announcement that they've already awarded the starting job to Trey Lance. So you have that rookie quarterback coming in to take over, and I think that's going to be a drop-off.
That said, look what Deebo did last year.
Yeah, but that was Deebo running out of the running back position a lot, too. So,
and he will bring that again this year.
It's hard to put, you know, exactly. So it's hard to sit him in as a top five wide receiver when he's splitting between running back and receiver.
Right, but I mean, that's...
Taysom Hill's not on our list. You know, and he's going to be splitting between running back, receiver, quarterback, all of them.
He's going to be splitting between football.
Yeah, exactly.
Taysom Hill will be playing football this year.
All right, so on to tight ends. This one was a little rough.
Not really. Yeah,
it was for me because that 4, 5, 6, 7, that honorable mention spot gets kind of tossed up. The top five tight ends, I got Travis Kelce at 1, Darren Waller at 2, George Kittle at 3, Mark Andrews at 4. And then my fifth place tight end is kind of a toss up between 3. So I'm just going to go ahead and name all 3 of them as honorable mention. And that's going to be Dalton Schultz, Kyle Pitts, and Pat Freiermuth.
Freiermuth. I like that. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got about the same list. I mean, Kelce, because he's going to be the top dog always there. Mm-hmm. My number 2 is Mark Andrews, just because of his improvement last year.
Yeah, you love Mark Andrews.
And Kittle dropped to 4 for me. So I got Darren Waller at 3 because he's got a much improved cast around him. So he'll be able to open it up. Kittle's at 4 just because of the quarterback situation. Again, those 4 guys, any of them is going to be number 1 on any given week.
Yeah, exactly.
I give them my number 5 to the young guy, Kyle Pitts. He's got a veteran quarterback back there in Sanchez, but Sanchez also likes to dump the ball off.
No.
Sorry.
Sanchez.
Sanchez.
Yeah, you mean he has a piss-poor veteran quarterback in Marcus Mariota.
You mean Mariota. That's sorry.
Yeah.
I forget which one it was. Yeah. This is how forgettable the Falcons offseason has been.
Yeah, that's why he's only
actually,
at number 5.
Mark Sanchez might be an upgrade. I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. I mean, he could butt fumble his way to winning some games for him, possibly.
But no, I'll say this. Mariota will probably pepper him with targets.
Yeah, because he's going to be that check down guy. Yeah.
He's the best guy on the field. He's a big guy, so he's going to get those extra 2 or 3 or 4 yards after the catch.
Yeah.
He's that prototypical athletic Antonio Gates style guy. He's just going to get that ball for you, pound forward, and he's an amazing athlete. So yeah. That's going to land him in number 5 for me. And then I'm thinking I look toward Philly for my honorable mention with Dallas Goedert.
Okay.
Philly's receiving core is much improved. Jalen Hurts is not going to have to scramble this year for the first time in his career. He's got a better supporting cast this year. He's finally got some good receivers. And that defense, Philly's defense is still...
It's a good defense, yeah.
It's really good. And it's got some of the best players in the NFL on it.
Yeah, it's a good D. Speaking of defense, I guess I'll go first. This list was hard for me to do because it's hard to rank where they're going to be this year from what they had last year. I'm going to go Buffalo 1, Saints 2, Tampa 3, Rams 4, and then Philly 5.
Tampa?
Yeah.
Spicy. Okay. I'm actually going to go – who's your honorable mention?
Honorable mentions, Green Bay and Dallas. I mean, they both had pretty decent defenses towards the end of the season. I think they're both going to carry that on.
And Micah Parsons with Dallas, dude. I'm excited to see him this year. My goodness. That dude is going to be a sack monster. So for me, I've got Rams number 1 overall. They didn't really lose anything to make me downgrade them at all. I've got Buffalo at number 2 just because of the upgrades they had. I've got the Saints at 3, but those two easily flipped. I've got the Broncos at number 4. Von Miller's back over there. They made some really good draft picks.
No, Von Miller's in Buffalo, dude.
What? I thought he went back home.
Von Miller's in Buffalo. No. He's in Buffalo. You missed that. Von Miller is in Buffalo.
You are correct. Oh, well.
I know.
Anyway, still. Comment unchanged. I'm going to keep the Broncos there at number four. And then I've got the Colts at number five because they did such a good job last year. Just overall containing. They've been a great unit under the radar. And then for my honorable mention, I'm going to have the Ravens because everyone, like, they were down to third string practice squad secondary last year.
Yes, they were. They made some
really good moves in the offseason. And I think their defense is going to be highly improved. And I mean, look, and then it comes down to the rest, you know, the Bucs, the 49ers, Dallas, Philly.
Yeah, I mean, look, I rank Tampa so high, you know, at three because what have they lost? You know, they've added a few. I mean, all they lost was Ndamukong Suh, but he's an aging, you know.
I don't consider that as much of a loss as some other players. Know,
yeah, exactly. I mean, they've made some improvements on top of that. So, I mean, that's why I still give them the credit.
I feel like Sue is going to get you more penalties than sacks at this point in his career.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's our top five.
Well, look, you got Akeem Hicks, Vita Vea, Goldston.
It's still a great
defense. Devin White, Levante David, Shaq Barrett. Jesus, this thing is scary.
I mean, that's Winfield, still a really good defense.
Carlton Davis. I mean, you just can't.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm just going to be honest with you. I actually had them ranked at two right before, and then I went ahead and I threw the Saints at two to take them over because I feel like they're just going to be that much better.
Yeah, and I mean, look, the Saints have improved, and then Saints, Bucks, we play each other. And, you know, the only team that didn't really improve was Atlanta.
Yeah,
so it's a tougher division.
I'm a homer and I love the Saints, but I just can't go ahead and crown number one. I prefer them to be in the background, you know, but as good as they were last year, you can't take that away from them. They've only made improvements.
And we'll see how it goes from Dennis Allen being DC.
The head coach.
The Dennis Allen head coach.
Yeah.
Is he going to be involved with the defense as much this year?
Yes.
You know, how is he going
to? I think he's going to be involved in the defense as much as Sean Payton was involved in the offense. I think what you're going to see different in the Saints is you're going to see Pete Carmichael taking over that full-on deep offensive coordinator role. And, you know. We
have him for more than this year.
So, I mean, I think you'll see that. And I don't think you'll see much of a different – you'll see some different play calls made. You know, we're not going to go screen on 3rd and 13 anymore as much. But, I mean, you're going to see some differences in the offensive calling because it's going from Pete Carmichael to, you know, from Sean Payton to Sean Payton light is basically what you're getting there. I mean, that's our top five. You know, we only been on for about, you know, about 23, 24 minutes. You know, if you got time, I got time. Let's go ahead and just do our projection on division winners, man. Let's, you know, who's going to win each little division in their conference, you know?
Division. Oh boy. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh,
let's throw that out. I mean, let's just do it. You know, on the spot, no list made, nothing written down for that. You know, let's just call it like you see it. I'm going to go ahead and start with the NFC because that's going to be the easy one. I'm going to go NFC least. I'm going to go with Philly winning that division. NFC North, I'm actually going to go out on a limb and I'm going to give it to the Vikings this year. NFC West, the Rams are going to take that over. And the NFC South, I'm going to go ahead out on a limb and I'm going to go ahead and crown the Saints, the NFC South division winners this year.
Ooh. All right. In the NFC East, just because I have to disagree with you, I am going to go with the Cowboys. Although I want to pick the Eagles and Mike McCarthy get fired. That's still a dream of mine.
Yeah, but if Mike McCarthy gets fired, that's where Sean Payton's going to end up at.
So. Fucking hate you.
So what do you want?
give me... You know what? This division's going to be crazy enough as it is. I'm going to say that the Packers still hold on to the crown, but I think the Detroit Lions are going to surprise everybody and be a wild card. I am going to put the Detroit Lions in the last wild card spot this year in the NFC.
Oh, wow.
As for the NFC South, as much as I think we double beat Tampa, I think at the end of the day, that absolutely brutal weeks 4-12 is going to kill us. And I think Tampa's going to come out like a half game ahead of us.
Yeah. I can't disagree with you on that, but I think the Saints defense being as good as it is going to be the prevailing factor.
We're going to go 2-0 with Tampa. I think we're going to beat Tampa twice again. If we go 1-1, that means we get to beat Tampa in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I kind of have this feeling that the Saints are going to return to the top of the NFC South this year. I think Jameis is going to have a breakout year. I think Michael Thomas's return, even though he's on the PUP right now, which people are freaking out over, but they don't realize that when a player comes back from being on injury reserve from that long, they do that. Davenport is on there, but he's going to come back. His finger that was giving him problems that took him out a couple games is no longer there, so he can't re-injure that finger, right? I mean, that's why he started on the PUP, because they actually amputated his finger. That's been causing him all the crap for the past season or so. So I actually think that Davenport is going to make a huge difference in that defense. I'm sticking with what I said. I'll disagree with the thing. I think that the Eagles are going to win that division. I think their defense is going to be good enough to propel them over the Cowboys because, you know, they not them boys.
All right. And then, NFC West. I'm going to have to give it to the Rams. The Cardinals have the players to do it, but I need to see something. I need to see their I need to see them do something, right? I need to see some more wanting to win.
Yeah,
Cowboys, same. Vikings, Saints, Rams.
That,
I like it.
That's very close. I mean, that's very, you know, hey, we're all in the same ballpark here, because, like I said, we're both kind of not sold on anything in the NFC East, right? I mean, it's going to be the worst division in football probably again. Even if the Cowboys and the Eagles still have the NFC South. So who cares at this point? But I know it's not going to be the Commanders, and I know it's not going to be the Giants. I couldn't even remember who the last team was. And same thing with the South. I know it's not going to be the Falcons, and I know it's not going to be the Panthers. So, you know, that's why I picked the way I did. I don't see anybody in the West upsetting the Rams either, Ducey. I think that's just going to be what it's going to be. The Cardinals, I don't even think – look, this just came out today too. The Cardinals are doing a mandatory 4 hours a day on Kyler Murray to watch tape and study playbook. So, you know, you just paid him, made him the second highest quarterback paid in the league. And you're saying, hey, you don't know your shit, so go and learn. You know, so I think they really messed up on an investment. I don't think Kyler Murray is going to pan out like they're playing, like they're praying that he will.
It's entirely up to Kyler Murray. It's entirely up to him at this point.
All right, so look, AFC.
AFC.
This is going to be a rough one, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's just start with the easy one. AFC South. AFC South is going to be the Colts this year. AFC East, I got the Bills. AFC North, a lot of this depends on what happens with Deshaun Watson, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go with the Bengals. Even though I kind of want to go with the Ravens, I'm going to go with the Bengals. And the AFC West, I'm gonna run with the Chargers this year, man. I'm gonna run with the Chargers.
Woo! I love it.
I'm gonna run with the Chargers. Right.
I agree, Bills, just because I don't want to pick the Patriots. I just don't.
That's not gonna happen anyway.
I still think now. I'll say this for my sleeper pick there. I think the Dolphins are gonna beat out the Patriots record wise.
Yeah. So, all right. I'm sorry. Before you go on, I just thought about this. I remember hearing this, but Bill Belichick has no coordinators on his team. He has no defensive coordinator, no offensive coordinator. He's in control of everything. calling offensive plays, defensive plays. God. So there you go. I mean, look, if anybody's arrogant enough to think they can go into the season and coach everything and do it all, it's Belichick. So, you know, you have that to look forward to.
I still think the Jets are going to surprise some people, but they're not going to make any splashes. AFC North. My heart says Bengals, so I'm going to go with that. My head says the Ravens and the Browns. I mean, that's going to be a super competitive division.
Yeah.
I can't say for sure that the Bengals are going to win it, but, I mean, come on. The guys made it to the Super Bowl last year. They lost nothing. They gained some stuff. They stand to win that division. South, I'm going to also take the Colts over the Titans, although I think all four of those teams get better. In AFC West, I'm going to go with the Raiders.
Okay.
I don't
hate it, because like I said, it's rough to pick, and I can't
there's
say that Kansas City's going to take it this
year.
The
talent is there. Let's see if the coaching can bring them together.
Yeah. I mean, those two divisions, right? The AFC West and the AFC North.
They're going to be amazing.
Yeah. You know, and this is what Thane picks here. Ravens, Colts, Bills, and Chiefs.
And I think the AFC South is going to give us a lot of good games too.
Yeah, I can't say you're wrong, Thane. I can't, because that can definitely happen. You know, it's not one of those. Probably if I was actually putting money on this, I would probably lean towards the Chiefs, probably winning that division, but I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to stick with the Chargers on this one. Cause
I'm taking Raiders. Give me that Raiders, baby. Give me that Raiders.
Yeah, I think the Raiders. I think Justin Herbert's going to make big strides this year and big improvements. And I think that's going to be good for them. Yeah, look, great matchups, no doubt, dude. I cannot wait till week one just to see Baker Mayfield destroy the Browns. I'm so looking forward to that. It's not even funny. That's probably going to be the marquee game of the week. If they don't move that, if Deshaun Watson doesn't get suspended, I feel like they need to move that game to Monday night or Sunday night football. You know, make that the marquee game of the week, because that's going to be interesting to watch. And I really think that the Panthers are going to start the season 1-0, and they're going to beat the Browns.
I mean, dude, look at this schedule for opening weekend, okay? Hold on, let me share this, because this is freaking beautiful.
The schedule makers nailed it for week one. I mean, if you're not excited about what's happening in week one, it's not just the Browns in
Buffalo.
Not just the Browns in Tampa, but yeah, it's good matchups all around.
A potential Super Bowl matchup on Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco at Chicago, classic defensive game. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. Philly against a new emerging Detroit, right? New England and Miami, that's going to be the number two battle in that division. We'll see what happens with the Jets, man. They're looking better and better. Now, here's two teams, because they're both kind of where they are, that's actually going to be a really good game. As these two.
Yeah, they're like I said, dude, that's going to be marquee right there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of division matchups that, you know, don't normally
division,
happen.
Division, this is going to be good right here. I'm looking forward to this. I mean, they're all good. These are all good matchups. And then, look, Russell Wilson gets a revenge game, too, on Monday. You know?
Yeah, look.
So,
hey, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to talk about this real quick. Baker does beat out Darnold. Sam Darnold will not be the quarterback for the he's seen ghosts again. Darnold will not be the quarterback headed into week one. I also don't like this signing into the NFC South, because I feel like Baker is a definite improvement for them. But I don't think it's enough to put him over the top.
No.
Yeah.
No. Now, that said, I think that the question is, and DZ, I want your input on this. I think Baker has the chance to Jake DeLome. Maybe not, because he doesn't have the same defense that Jake DeLome had, but I think with the tools he's got there and a healthy Christian McCaffrey, you know, he can
See, you threw in that word and Christian McCaffrey, and he doesn't know what that is.
I think he can make them competitive for a wild card spot.
That's rough, man. I think they're still going to fall down to the bottom of the league. I don't think they did enough. And I'm hoping that Baker's not there to be a scapegoat for a shitty season. I don't think their coach, you know, I don't think Matt Rhule is the guy. I think he's on the hot seat, and I think he'll be fired by week six.
That's a problem.
I just don't see enough out of that organization. To me, they haven't done enough to make the improvements, right? Like, they had a decent draft. They had a good draft, if I'm not mistaken. But that's not enough to do it with how bad they were and how bad they still lining up to be. Like I said, I really believe in Baker Mayfield. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he got the short end of the stick. But, yeah, I think it's going to be – I think they're just going to fall to the bottom of the league. I just don't see him winning enough. But I do see Baker being petty enough to go out and beat the crap out of the Browns on week one, regardless on who starts. And I agree with you. I agree with you. NFC South does not have three teams in the playoffs. So you were trying to give them a wild card spot that belongs to the Saints of Tampa. NFC South is going to have two this year. Saints and Tampa. NFC East is probably going to have two.
Because I want to give Baker a good shot. But the truth of the matter is, are they really going to beat out the Cowboys, Eagles?
Let's look at it, though. Okay, so we know the NFC East is going to put possibly two teams, you know, between the Eagles and the Cowboys, right? We're already saying two out of the NFC South, Tampa and the Saints. Wow. And then we still have three spots, right? So that's two more for the division. That's going to be the Vikings and the so that's gonna end up with the Packers.
Yeah, so let's talk about who's gonna miss, and the Rams. Right? The Falcons are gonna miss, the Seahawks are gonna miss. Okay. The Lions are gonna be much improved, and the Bears are gonna be improved.
They're
both gonna miss. Giants are gonna miss. I want Washington to be competitive, but they're gonna miss.
But they won't.
So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, I don't see the Panthers beating out the 49ers or the Cardinals or the Vikings of these teams.
I don't give the Cardinals any clout because I don't believe in Kyler Murray. I don't think he was the right decision for them. I think – all right, so my feelings on Kyler Murray is I don't think he's the right decision, but he was a necessary decision. Right? Because what else were they going to do right now? Right? I mean, they got nothing else. So he's what they had to do right now. I don't think he's the right decision for them. San Francisco, I think, is making a huge mistake by moving on from Jimmy Garoppolo right now, heading into this season with Trey Lance as the starting quarterback. And even though they made it all the way to the NFC Championship game last year, I don't see them making a return because of this decision right here. I think it's a horrible decision. I think John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan screwed the pooch on this one. But hey, I'm not a GM or a head coach, so maybe they got something going on I don't know about. I see two out the South, two out the West. Yeah, dude. Yeah. No, we're not getting three out the NFC South. That's just not going to happen.
The more I look at it, the more you're right. It's just not going to happen. Because, yeah, I mean, like, you –
two out the West, two out the South, two out the East, and one out the North. And that's how it's going to fall. And that might mean that Green Bay misses, even with just going ahead and extending Rodgers like they did and extending Matt LaFleur like they did. But it goes back to what have they added, right? We can talk about what they lost. They lost Devontae Adams, one of the top receivers in the league, and they did not replace him with anything. Marquise Valdez-Scantling took off. He's gone. You know, I mean, they don't have anybody else on that in that wide receiver room right now that can catch passes. You know, and yes, Aaron Rodgers can make the bag boy from the Piggly Wiggly look good, not as good as Tom Brady, but he can still make him look decent. But, I mean, they can't go in with a whole receiving core of the caliber of the Saints that Saints had last year. And that's what they're going into.
This is true. Well, I mean, look, we'll see what happens, right? It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun season.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. It's going to be a great year. Look, I'm looking forward. Preseason's coming up really soon. Camp's what, take in next week, right? So, yeah.
We'll try to keep semi-regular. I'll do my best.
Yeah, life's a bitch. But we're going to make it. And, you know, at least when the season starts, we'll be here with you every Monday night or Tuesday night. We hadn't decided how we're going to do it this week. This year, probably do Tuesday night. You know, that way y'all can catch us live instead of on the replay.
Yep.
But you know, we'll give you that recap of the games and we'll keep it going.
Thank you, Deezy. Appreciate it, brother.
All right, guys. That's all we got. I got nothing else to talk about. You? Anything?
No.
All right. Like, share, subscribe. Check us out on Facebook. We'll be popping up some stuff. We're trying to get YouTuber, some TikTok stuff rolling. You know, and we'll go from there. But, all right, guys. That's all we got.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Deuces. Good night.
Forgot you got to hit it twice.